Ray, I'm gonna make you so proud. I'm gonna win this. Wait, what do you mean they canceled my fight? Aww. They don't have the kids' weight class anymore? What? How am I supposed to fight then? Okay, but I do get to watch the headline tonight, right? Martin versus Gavin, the product manager battle. Front row seats? Sweet. All right, I didn't even want to fight anyways. Let's catch that. Ladies and gentlemen, the movie you've all been waiting for is finally here. The Tech Bar featuring Super Cousin Danny, featuring Powerhouse Ray, and this week we brought the battle of the product managers. This week we brought Martin Keir and Gavin Stone. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, get your drinks and let's get ready to rumble.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, The Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
Good evening.
Evening, yeah,
yeah, that'll work. We're actually on time. Thanks everybody for joining the Tech Bar. We missed every single one of you. Sorry, I'm still in MSP dispatch mode.
That's fine. I'm still in Chicago mode, kind of.
There you go. Yeah, because you got to go to ChannelCon.
Yes, that was fun. And good experience.
I had FOMO. So welcome everybody to the Tech Bar. We missed every one of you. I'm Powerhouse Ray. This is Super Cousin Danny. And you are the Tech Bar family, as always. And we see you already in the chat. We have an awesome episode. We are taking PMs from we're taking experienced PMs that worked for the big RMMs, and we're going to go head to head. I mean, we got old versus new. This is Rocky Balboa versus
Drago.
Okay, whatever. That'll work. All right. So, and we're going to see who comes out as the PM to rule them all. And what makes it even better is they're both MSP Geek admins. How fucking cool is that? So, first, I want to say hi to the chat. I see Tim Golden already calling out, saying, get some milk. I see, oh my Sean. I see Steven Spaulding, let's get tipsy.
Yo.
All right. And Jason saying the audio is good. Jason said he was going to be at a baseball game and he couldn't watch. I love that he's actually still in here right now. I appreciate it. So thank you very much, Jason, for joining us. We appreciate you, bro. Oh, we got Maddie Fox. We got Stephen Murphy. Mm-hmm. I know who he's going to be rooting for. We got Drew. Drew, we'll drink for you, brother. Actually, Simon, why don't you give me one of Drew's drinking glasses right there on my bar behind you to the right. There you go. Yep. So I have my Drew Hackworth drinking glasses right here. I'll be using that tonight for my burr. And hey, what's up, Garrett? Yeah. What's up? Oh, dude, we got so many fucking cool people. All right.
We got OG Tim there, too.
We got, absolutely. So first and foremost, I want to bring out our first person. You may have recognized him as from this picture. He's been on IT. He's been on the Tech Bar before. At IT Nation Connect twice, but we actually brought on the real one, the live and not in person, but across the pond, Mr. UK Gavin Stone. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, Gavin.
Hello there to both of you. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So we're good, dude. And this is cool because we have two MSP Geek mods, right? We have two major RMM PMs. We have two British.
British. Hello.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know how this could be more evenly matched besides the experience. So how are you feeling, Gavin? You think you're going to be able to take him on today?
I mean, it's going to be a slaughter, Ray. He's not going to last.
Out with the old and in with the new, right? I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that. We got Pendragon asking who's running the betting pool. Oh, should we take bets? I will bet you one case of Stella. I'm going to put money on my boy Martin, just because he's in Florida. So I got to give him, you know.
All right, I guess I got Gavin.
Oh, that is shocking.
Bro, don't let me down.
Wounded. Damn.
Don't let me down.
That's pretty screwed up. That's fucked up.
I'm all right. Gavin.
So we need to start drinking already. Whatchamacallit? There's no slaughter without laughter. I love that. And if you're betting in the chat, let us know who you're voting for or who you're betting for. I got Tim Golden saying Gavin. I don't know if that's his bet or what, but we'll take it. I see Kyle Spooner in there, MSP Geek representing. One case Big of Spooner. Guinness Foreign Extra on Gavin. Ooh, okay.
Ooh,
actually. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I got some. Anyway, actually, I got a case of Guinness in the fridge. whatchamacallit? All right, so we have drinks for tonight, right? We got to cover that, what we're doing. Simon, can we get started on the drinks, bro?
Yeah, so Gavin, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you'll be drinking tonight?
So tonight I am on 30-year-old Tawny Port. It's really, really nice. This was actually gifted to me by Jonathan Crow. Lovely gift.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Jonathan, the Fleet Pack champion of Tech Bar. So, you know, he has his place in history. All right, Simon. And then we are doing... Do you have us next or what?
Yeah.
All right. So we are going, doing this a little fancy now. We are going to the bar, which helps if you have it on screen.
Yeah.
We're working. If anybody knows somebody looking for like a technical producer job, I'm just saying we might have an opening soon. So we are doing, we're doing Buffalo Trace tonight. All right. Here we go. We're doing an oldie but a goodie, Mr. Buffalo Trace.
All right, let's do it. Isn't that the one we were supposed to have last tech part, but then you...
Yes, but then you wanted to have Crown Royal.
And then you liked it?
No. It's
Kyle, he liked it. Just letting you know.
Nice. All right, so we're doing... Actually, you can get the ice, homie.
All right.
Like, be helpful.
I got you.
All right. So, you know, Gavin, you've watched plenty of these. How many... But you've never been a guest, as far as I know, right?
No, not on the tech bar. No. It's usually too late for me. I'm getting old now.
What time is it over where you're at?
It's quarter to midnight here.
Quarter to midnight. Yeah, we asked Gavin earlier what time it was, or Martin did, and Gavin's answer was, what was it?
Oh,
half 11.
Yeah,
half 11.
Yeah,
whatever that's supposed to mean. Half 11. So yeah.
Well, you can tell the time, can't you, right?
I mean, it's not wrong.
I mean,
but I don't know. I guess it's the whole kilometers, miles, feet, inches, millimeters.
Sir, we count in washing machines. Exactly. All right. So we got our drinks. We're doing our... oh, that's right. We were supposed to do the makers. I forgot about that. Oh, well, yeah. We'll do it next time.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's fine. It's all good.
All right. And then we have... One more person? What are we doing, Simon? I can't even read your notes at this point. What are we doing?
Yeah, so we do have one more contestant fighting tonight, going head-to-head with Gavin, and that is Martin Keir.
What's up, Mr. Martin Keir?
Ah! Oh, good evening, guys. Oh, how are you doing?
Hey! What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
And the reason so we're taking bets on who's going to win this. Gavin already talked his trash, just so you know.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's got this in spades. Here. He said you got no chance. So.
I guess we'll have to see.
That's the best you're going to do. No, man. You got to throw down the gauntlet. What? Yeah. Come on,
so,
man.
So what was this now? Old, what was it? Out with the old, in with the new.
Gavin?
I'm gonna take you down so easy. This is nothing, man. This will be a walk in the park, mate. Walk in the park.
That's horrible. All right, Martin. I hope your game is better than your trash talking, man.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I bet on you, bro.
Gavin, don't worry. I believe in you because there's a case writing on it. You're like wine. It's gonna be aged with wine. There you go.
All right. So, Martin, what are you drinking, man?
Well, I think everybody who knows me by now knows that I really only drink two things. One of those things is coffee, and the other thing is Stella. So tonight I will be drinking Stella. And yes, probably all six of those.
Are you sure you can handle that, Martin?
That's actually exactly what we're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's this is water, Stella, dude.
I already finished it.
What is it?
It's Stella something. Yeah. Actually, I don't know, Martin.
We fancy. Before, I don't know.
But I guess it's an iteration of Stella. Solstice Lager. I don't know if you've heard of it.
It's Stella Solstice Lager. I don't know. I saw it at the store and I'm like, okay, we'll get that.
That's like the Americans taking a beer and like making a light version. You can't really do Stella Light. It's not a thing.
Why are you trash talking me? I'm not betting against you.
We're Brits, man. We'll give us the Damn. Moment. You know, we're...
Everybody knows Britain is known for their fine cuisine.
And we got Focal Fury saying, I'm surprised Martin came in unmuted. So I'm warning you now, because Tim's saying the accents are going to mess us up. Danny is going to start getting more British the more we drink. Yep. I'm just warning now. Okay. Yep. All right. So we have Martin drinking Stella. We have Gavin drinking fancy-ass 30-year-old tawny port. Why don't we get to the tech bar rules? And do we let our guests?
It's going to be in an accent, so might as well let them do it.
Oh, we're going to class this up because it's going to be okay. Yeah. All right.
It could actually look like how the fonts are in the background.
Why is it small again? I thought we solved this every time.
Hey, right. Solved.
Yeah. All right. Gavin, you're on the top. You can take the first three rules. Can you read them out to us, please?
The bartenders are always right. No politics or religion at the bar. And if you hear these words, you drink. Namaste, unprecedented, and the new norm.
Absolutely. Martin, I have my bet on you, brother. You got to, say these last three like you know you're going to win. You own this. Come on, man.
All right. Sports, they're on 24/7. All the freaking time. Okay. What happens at the bar stays at the bar. And if the bartender is wrong, go see rule number one.
There you go. And whatchamacallit, some might call discussing RMM's religion.
That's a decent ad for this evening.
So to be clear, this is the battle of the PMs, not the battle of the RMMs. Okay. These guys are here as them personally. They're not representing their companies at all. So this is battle of person's individual knowledge. All right. So I want to be clear on that. Hey, mom. So I got my mother-in-law, of course. And she said something to Danny, but we don't need to acknowledge that. All right. So we've had the words. We've had the rules. I think we need to do some drinking. Can we?
It's the ocean.
The fuck was that? Oh, we got a toast. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We got a toast. Shit. You think I've done this already? We're going on like 2 years doing this. Actually, August 6th was our 2-year anniversary of Tech Bar.
As I say, 42nd time is a charm.
There you go. Yeah, that's the secret to life. All right, Simon, play our toast here. We're going to do something special because we actually have. A video toast versus us doing it ourselves.
If the ocean were beer, and I was a duck, I'd swim to the bottom.
Grab drinks, you got a million.
And drink my way up. But the ocean's not beer, and I'm not a duck. So let's take these shots and get fucked up.
There you go. I'll raise a glass to that. Cheers, gentlemen. Cheers to the Tech Bar family. Ah. And I see Phil, the author, composer, writer of our Tech Bar theme, and so many other things. Meester
extraordinaire.
Next, what is it? What's HGTT? Oh, hi, yeah, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Okay. Yeah, we could actually do a Hitchhiker's episode. Absolutely. We always have a towel around. All right, so what do we got coming up? We got some. So here's the thing. We have some special guests, which are not here yet. So they're not here yet. But we're not going to leave you guys out on your own, okay? We are going to bring in some friends to help you, like, you know, what is it? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has phone a
friend. Phone a friend. Yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And since we couldn't find any friends for either of you, we brought in extra people. you know, we did.
My phone a friend would be Gavin, but it's not going to work tonight.
My phone a friend wouldn't be Martin.
Oh, that's great. I like it.
Damn.
Oh, I got the right guy here.
I'm feeling nervous. Wow.
I got a case coming.
Oh, I'm feeling real nervous here. Okay. So, and I like that Jason picture don't panic shirts. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think we've proven we're not scared of getting sued. So, yeah, why not? We could do that. Here we go. Let's see what this is. We got Tim saying, I'm not pulling that up, Drew. I see it, but I'm not pulling it up. Tim says, I think it has something to do with being British. We don't take ourselves as seriously as other countries do. Do you guys find that true? Do you find you guys take yourself seriously?
I think broadly British people don't tend to take themselves too seriously.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've talked so much trash with these two gentlemen. I don't know if like I can I put these two as serious.
Okay. Is it because they're British? That's what I'm trying to gather from what you're saying.
Right. Here. But Tim is not British. Tim is saying we don't take ourselves as seriously as other countries. So other countries take themselves more seriously.
I mean, I feel British people think a lot of themselves. I mean, they did call themselves Great Britain. Like, so why are you guys great? Like, did France go and say, hey, you guys are great? Or did you guys
They did, yeah. Most countries just said we're great. And
I mean, you know how, what if the United States, the great United States, people would,
I get what you're saying. Saying Great Britain versus, yeah, but
yeah, it's like calling yourself great is like, is that
so you
does
have
that make
England,
you great?
So you have one word England, and then you have the United States of America.
Yeah, Gavin's looking up what Great Britain because it is.
I'm looking up where I live.
Yeah, you've got United Kingdom, you got Great Britain, you got England, but it's all regarding different territories.
You have, like, the town of London, and then you have London. Like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, can't you just pick a name and just go with a name?
Yeah, like, Great Britain.
No,
no. No, we can't.
Anyway. No. All right. So, Adam says we'd fall apart if we didn't have, if we took ourselves seriously. Sarcasm's all we need, and I agree with that 100,000%. All right.
Sarcasm is the British backbone. It really is.
It truly is.
One of the things that I've found very difficult to try to explain is like every now and again, an American will ask me, you know, like, what is banter? Right. What is banter? And it's like, it's so difficult to explain, but it's just, you know, taking the piss out of each other and not worrying about it. So
it's not just like just talking back and forth. It's like, okay.
It's talking back and forth, but it's just like incredibly offensive stuff. But
I get it. That's seriously. Us. We banter a lot.
Yeah. That is facts. There we go. Raise a glass to that. Yep. Namaste. Oh my goodness! All right. So you guys are project managers. Let's go back over the history a little bit.
Product.
You did not.
Not project.
I'm sorry.
That's very very different.
Product. Product. Right, not project.
No.
Although one could argue, but yeah, okay. All right. So what is a product manager? Because I'll be honest, up until we were planning this like yesterday, Simon had no idea what the fuck a product manager was. So what is that exactly?
So
I don't know.
Product management is one of those roles where it is incredibly, it's defined very differently in different organizations. And you also have product owner thrown in there as well. It means different things to different companies. But ultimately, it's all about trying to find the right value for the end users.
All right, Gavin, what's the correct definition of product manager?
You're backing Martin. Are you?
I know. Here's the problem. I don't want to get smacked for like Gavin's been talking shit up to now. You know what I mean? Shit, like he's had the better trash talking game. So like,
it's about owning the product.
That's hedging your bets right there, buddy. I see what you're doing.
It's about owning the product strategy and understanding the requirements and advocating as well and taking in so many different data points in choosing what to do. Next, like from a community, for example, much input.
That sounded like so much bullshit.
Yeah, I think a product manager is the person who identifies the customer's need and the large business objectives.
Oh my god,
product
freaking Google!
Are you reading?
They'll articulate with what success looks like for said product, right? And rallies the team to learn the vision and make it into a reality.
Now, he couldn't articulate his job title that well, but you know, he just gave his dictionary definition. What is your job again? Right. Yeah. So, all right. So, what you've done this year is product managers, but neither of you started as product managers. Let's go back to like the way back machine. You guys were both MSPs. You guys both worked at MSPs previously, right? Yep. Some far long ago, some not too long ago. Martin, let's go way back. You're an MSP. Right. What did you do with the MSP?
Well, that was my first job in the States when I moved over here from the UK. So I started off at the help desk, worked my way up to system engineer, and then the MSP where I went to actually was not an MSP. Initially, they were just professional services. They used ConnectWise Manage. And then they brought LabTech into the mix. And my boss came up to me and he said, Martin, I want you to know everything about this product because this looks amazing. I'm like, okay. So I finished a Citrix project that I was working on. Oh, I did a lot of Citrix virtualization, storage, backups, just so much in the data center. And finished off the project, started using LabTech, Automate Today. And I think we all know the history from there.
I still call it LabTech. I can't. So at what point during the MSP do you decide, hey, let me found this community of people that are geeks?
So I was working on a particular issue of support way back in the day, and it was something that they couldn't fix. So it went all the way up to development, and I ended up talking to Greg Burke, who is the original creator of this software. And he was just throwing out builds and like helping us. And I'm like, hey, you know, there's like a lot of people with this same issue. We could do something about this and make it better. So we start the forum, LabTech Geek, back in 2013. And then from there, I start talking, that's like in May 2013. And then we start talking about it with people at the conference in June, and then like the day events and conferences and momentum builds. And then, a movement is made, right? And then shortly after the rebranding that ConnectWise did a while ago, when it then became Automate, we then kind of spread our own wings a little bit and then went MSP Geek. So.
Okay. And then, you know, so you have... Your background is like ridiculously rich. You went through the trenches under, you know, for the company you worked with, the MSP, not MSP, whatever. You founded this community. You went into work at one of the big three, big four RMMs. You're like, I know this. And then, Gavin, you've been doing this for like 20 seconds. I know you don't have the same experience, but how did you start?
About a month ago, right?
What a layup.
Somebody's got to talk trash. Shit, man. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So Gavin, you started as MSP, right? And what was your role in the MSP? How did you start? Janitor?
15 years ago, I started as a normal service desk engineer, like a first line engineer, and then gradually built my way up. Was second line engineer, then a senior engineer. Then I ran the service desk for a few years. Then I became the technical operations director, and then became the CTO equivalent. And yeah, that was a 15-year period that was across. So quite a wide period. It was about midway during that I came to get to know Martin and got into MSP Geek.
We're getting not enough trash talking between the two of you guys. So, and you also shared, obviously you don't work for, you work for a different RMM, but you also had experience with Automate, right? You did consulting, you created reports, you have a blog that you've always been a thought leader in the community. I have to give the due where it's due, right? You, a couple of years ago or about a year ago, you talked about the future of MSPs and RMM. Like, you're constantly in Geek, you're constantly in the communities. You are a thought leader, so that's awesome. And then you're like, well, I have experience being a CTO, I have experience being a thought leader, let me go work for an RMM? I didn't hear product manager anywhere in there, so I'm trying to figure out how you made the leap.
The leap for me was I wanted to help build something, and I wanted to see those efforts go into something that was tangible, and have my say and have my designs. I've always had so many ideas, but so little time to execute any of them. They're just like 50 a day, but no ability to do it. And moving into a product management role helps me execute the things that I would like to do faster. And over that 15 years, I've seen what a number of MSPs need and what they want and how RMMs work well for MSPs. And I wanted to utilize that in a way that was tangibly deliverable to the masses. And that was what put me into product management.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we're gonna get into the game in a minute. So just so we have all the cards on the table, Martin, what year did you join ConnectWise?
2017.
As product manager? 2017.
December.
And Gavin, you have an equally long history. What year did you join Ninja?
2022.
Okay. Just making sure.
So wait, so I've been doing it for about 4.5 years, you in about 4.5 weeks?
Yeah, yeah, that's about right. And I'll still win, Martin, so, you know, 4.5 weeks, doesn't matter.
Just to be clear, you're still back in your guy?
Well, you're fresh from that.
Yes.
Onboarding training material.
He said 2017 yes, to 2022 even though, is 5 years.
Even though Martin said he could have been 4.5 weeks, but he did only say 2022, so it technically could be 4.5 hours.
No, it is
four and a half hours, too. True. I'm just saying.
All right, so you're back in your guy.
I got you.
All right. So
I wish it was 4.5 months, though.
All right. So we're going to do this. We're going to do this equitably. All right. We're not going to just throw you into the wolves. We're going to, because we don't create anything, we always copy everything. So we're going to copy who wants to be a millionaire. We're going to give you the opportunity to have some backup. All right. We have some surprise guests to help you out. We have other MSP Geek admins to kind of back you up. So we're going to bring on Kyle Spooner, Mr. Crown Royale extraordinaire.
Ah,
there he is.
Big Spoon.
I'm here.
WR hat. I love
that's right.
It. Okay. And we have Miss Ashley Cooper, the real one, not the AI. Product manager fan. Oh, dude. Like, she's even got the title to, like, you know, she's like, woo, let's go, Gavin. Kyle, where's your...
I'm bloody chaffed to be here, blokes.
Mine's better than that. Well,
that's all right. And Drew's asking, where's Mrs. Spooner?
So I would like to give thank my wife and say, because it's her birthday today. Oh, and she allowed me to be here to support Ashley and Martin and to take down Gavin, because, you know, it's Gavin. She actually went on a birthday dinner that she got invited to that I don't even get to go to. So I get to hang out with you guys, I guess.
Nice. Thank you, Mrs. Spooner, for letting us borrow Kyle for tonight.
thank little.
These aren't doors; these are windows.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd believe that. So, can I ask something? Okay, so Ash is repping the MSP Geek logo behind her. Oh no, that is that the Gradient logo? Or the MSPP?
So many logos behind me.
Oh my god!
I have like it's like a scavenger hunt of how many logos there are.
I think I got baited into it because Drew put out that you had the Geek logo behind you. Okay, so why am I the only one repping Geek right now? What's up with that?
Hold on, wait. I was specifically...
Something fell, Ashley.
We love you too.
Yeah, we love you too.
Your backup came fully prepared, Gavin. I, Kyle, do you feel prepared to help Martin win this?
I don't need to be prepared. We're just going to win. I mean, 4.5 weeks to 4.5 years?
There we go.
Yeah,
there
but
there
how much...
That's the trash talk I couldn't give, clearly.
There you go. At least
but with
Kyle,
Gavin and my powers combined...
Oh, you're going to yell or anything? Okay.
Just shit the bed. That's how it works, right?
All right. What's up, Gerald? Thanks for stopping by, dude. Appreciate you. All right. So, Simon, how do we do this, dude? What's going on?
Oh, there's no audio. No.
We have a set of questions that Ray is going to be asking.
There we go.
And we broke them down in different categories. So it's going to be Martin against Gavin. You guys get to ask each person. So Gavin, you're partnered up with Ashley. And then Martin, you're partnered up with Spooner. So if you guys need help, okay. You guys can ask them. So we're going to go ahead and play the bumper. And then we're going to go ahead and get started.
So
that graphic has been so strong.
That graphic is.
You need to give your raise to your graphics team. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's all Phil and Juan doing the Lord's work. I did comment to Steven. I was like, Gavin looks a little beefed up there, as does Martin. And Steven's comment was, yeah, getting out of MSP will do that to you. lots of good sleep and relaxation. All right, so. We're going to go into this. We have some prepared questions. The questions are going to be posed to you, Gavin and Martin. You'll each have an opportunity. We'll flip. We'll ask Gavin one first. We'll ask Martin one. And you'll have the opportunity to... I should probably write the answers down. All right. I got this here. And I will award points for the quality of the answers. Okay? Are we good? Everybody
can understand
the question?
Can we call on our help on every question or only a few of them?
I'm going to go ahead and say, because I'm making this up as I go along, three times.
How many questions are there?
Gavin, we have no chance
right now. I have no idea. But you and I, and the last question. On the last question, you can also ask for a phone a friend, because that's
okay.
The last question's worth more points. All right. So, first question. I also don't know what the questions are, so that's helpful.
So,
where are the questions?
So, the first question is.
Oh, it's on the show.
Can I say it?
Since, yeah,
you know,
you
I'm prepared here.
Yeah, somebody said. Should.
So, how do you stay user focused?
Where are you reading that from? Oh, okay.
Where Simon highlights it for us.
Yeah, That makes sense. So, Gavin, being the newbie here, you know, despite all your, you know, you got this, and I don't know if I believe that. How do you stay user focused, sir, as a product manager?
Boo.
you listen to everyone but Spooner.
He's on to something there.
So I would say the way to stay user focused is to constantly drink from what I've been calling the fire hose that is feedback that comes in. And I don't think people quite appreciate how much feedback actually does come in to places when through email, through community, just through casual conversations that you have. Keeping in touch with people and maintaining relationships with people who you know are good in their particular areas and asking them for feedback is also really important. But to stay user focused, you also have to understand what the challenges are and also what the user's trying to achieve. A lot of the time the user will want one thing but say another. So you've got to drill down into that. But broadly my answer.
All right, that's
would
a lot
be...
of talking. I'm going to go ahead and like stop you there because, like, you know.
Thank you,
You're taking all the good answers here.
I mean, it's fine, Martin. We got this. I mean,
yeah. All right.
You've actually shipped products before. It's okay.
Actually,
Martin, what is your
answer? Rollback products too.
I'm going to start. I'm going to go ahead and call this. You got 30 seconds to answer. Just keep this rolling.
All right. So what was the question again?
How do you stay user focused?
So as a product manager, you obviously have to talk to a lot of different stakeholders. They'll be internal or external. Sales, consulting, support, whoever. But they have a defined role in the product itself that is not actually using the product. So in terms, as far as stakeholders go, the users are the ones that are trying to use the product, create value from the product.
All right, you're
and
done.
Ultimately,
all right. So
you got to mention
that Kyle had his British thing there, you know, and that was literally the answer.
I think Gavin had longer time for that question.
Hug your haters. Measure their experience.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. I only paid attention to the first 30 seconds, so it doesn't matter how long
I think I spoke for about 18 of those 30 seconds, so whatever. Next question.
All right, so I think those were equally good answers, with Martin's being slightly better. So I will give Gavin 8 points, and I will give Martin 10 points.
Yes.
All right. Yeah! Woo!
I mean, where's the rubric on this Martin's thing? Answer was the answer, right?
No, I said both of them had it right, but they could have.
No, you said me. I had the right answer, which is Martin gets the right answer. No. Okay. So I win.
Do you know why my answer was better? Because just before I started speaking, I said, so to add on to what Gavin said, there is also this.
Oh, that's see? The move right there. That's where experience comes in.
I heard nobody saying no. And I saw no Jira tickets being written up.
you're also assuming a lot that someone's using Jira tickets.
Yeah.
Product managers in the audience?
That's something important to say.
Namaste?
Namaste, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
all right. Ashley, do you got your box of wine, or what are you doing tonight?
I do have my box of wine. It's right here.
Nice.
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 So, and for the record, Ashley is multiple previous guest. Kyle is multiple previous host. Actually, we're calling you. You've been a host too, right, Ashley?
Yeah.
I haven't been a host.
Yet.
I have my cabin, though.
Oh, look, it's the real thing.
Yeah, Ashley is the one that actually got us the Gavin picture.
Can you get two bonus points for that?
No.
Yeah, if you hold them up facing each
facial
other,
recognition.
You will break the internet.
Facial recognition.
Simon wanted the actual picture, but I was like, I'm going to take a picture of the picture so that you can get all the scuff marks.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the scuff marks.
All right, Danny, second question, then. Second question. What do we got?
So, are we going to do the fun one?
Danny, just go to the next question, homie.
All right. So, a more important question. How do you stay focused at the bar? Any bar. Pub. I'm sorry. Pub. We almost messed that up. How do you stay
focused at the pub?
Yep.
Yeah. When you're out pubbing with the friends.
Oh, kind of.
With a bottle full of pub. Yeah.
How do you stay focused at the pub? I mean, it's been 10 years since I've really been in one.
You're at a bar right now, homie.
That's true. I guess this will be the new norm for me.
Ah, he saved it with that. Oh. And Simon just realized we have banners for this shit. Okay. All right. Okay. Gavin, we're just going to go in order, man. All right, Gavin, what's your answer to this? 30 seconds, go.
You don't. Namaste.
Oh, listen.
Okay.
That's short to the point.
No, see, I've got to jump in here.
Did you see that, though?
That was actually really good.
Quick learner.
This isn't right, because you start out learning everything, and as the night goes on, you forget the entire night. So then you've been doing it right.
Even Phil is saying that was a good answer. I have to give it to Gavin. So, Martin, you're going to get 5. Gavin,
Martin,
you're gonna
what
get
are you doing?
So, yes, out of 10, good. You got 15. Congrats.
Man. This is a battle. Do you not understand?
And the current score is Martin 15, Gavin 23. Just so you know.
Yes.
fuck? All right. Danny, next.
Can question. I trade?
Is that, you're on the second question. Don't jump ship yet.
Okay, fine. I'll wait to the third question.
Jesus, Kyle. Wow.
Oh, someone who fights.
Go on.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Express me.
Just go to the next question, man.
Okay. What is the key to avoiding a hangover? Jason, you can't say anything in chat.
All right, Gavin, this is your first, this is your man. This is you.
Drink a lot of water and take 2 paracetamol or an ibuprofen before you go to bed.
Yes.
That's a horrible answer. All right, Martin?
Mix the water.
Drinking in the morning.
There you go. Oh, damn. See, and my boy Martin with a comeback.
He pulled it through. That's an experienced PM right there. That's an experienced PM.
Yeah. Is that the PM answer or?
Oh, that's the right answer.
That's the right answer.
Thank you, Martin. There we go.
Because a product manager is a product manager of life. Gavin, you're getting 1 point for that just because I have to give you something. Martin, you're getting 10. The score is now Martin 25, Gavin 24.
That's okay, Gavin. The ibuprofen in the United States is like 7,000% more expensive than the ibuprofen you pay for. So you're the real winner there.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't take it, it doesn't matter.
All right. So, next question, Mr. Super Cousin Danny.
All right. Let's get serious. How do you decide?
Droog's got it right. Thoughts and prayers. That's how you avoid it.
How do you decide what and what not to build?
Ooh.
So you're just completely skipping questions, huh?
Well, we're on a timer, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I got to start the timer. Go ahead, Martin.
I've only got 30 seconds. I can't answer that in 30 seconds. But what I will say, the most important one there is what not to build. So many times companies build the wrong thing when they think it is the right thing, but really they've just not listened to their users the right way. Users will say that they want one thing, but they don't. All the time.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
You didn't ask why enough times.
It's our turn.
And just for the record, I haven't seen the PMs ask for their help at all from their friends. I don't know if that's confidence. I don't know if that's they got this.
That's a PM thing.
Judging by Gavin's answer, maybe he should have asked for help. I'm just saying. But Gavin, go ahead, dude.
I'm calling for help on this one. I'm deferring to my good friend Ashley.
I'm a little bit worried about the fact that you don't want to take my legitimate answers. So I'm just going to say that I'm going to defer to the answer that Gavin gave in the first place, which is listen to your fucking users.
There you go.
And ask them what they want and. Don't ask them why and ask them more and ask them more. Get to those answers beyond the answers that they're initially giving you. Solve their problems. Don't try to push the problems that you're solving on them. The end.
You're done. All right. So
can I rebuttal? Am I allowed to rebuttal?
No, you can't.
You know what? Go ahead because Martin didn't actually answer the question. Go ahead, Kyle.
I mean, he did answer the question. What I'm going to say is an indirect answer to Martin. So Martin is right. A user doesn't always know what they want. There's been so many times where I've asked for a feature and it's been the wrong feature.
That's not on you though. You're supposed to say what you want and it's their responsibility to decipher that.
Kyle and I sit on advisory councils together. I'm going to bring that up. We have a call on Friday. We have a call tomorrow. I'm going to bring up that you said that.
So, all right. Just to end debate on this particular question. Second order thinking.
Okay, but you had your 30 seconds, man. I'm going to give you a 5.5 because you answered half of the question.
Minus one.
Gavin deferred, and I have a lot of respect for Ashley because she knows her shit, so I'm going to give her a 15. So there we go. The score is now 30.5 for Martin, 39 for Gavin. So
what is the scoring here? Hey, can I call a timeout?
We can call a namaste.
There's an apple on the desk.
I'm out. I'm out. I gotta go refill.
You
this scoring system is unprecedented.
All right, that's a real. Go ahead, Big Spoon. Go get your drink.
Oh no!
And then we're all right. Next question.
No, because it's Gab. It's Martin's turn first.
Hang on a minute. I've got to watch Ashley. All right.
I think I should start asking questions. I'm just not
going to
do
a
Amazing.
Wow.
Is he coming back with beer or is he coming back with crown? Okay, he's got beer. All right. Hold on. What are you drinking, Ashley? That's not a box.
It's a white wine spritzer. I put the wine and I put the water, and then it doesn't. And that's the true answer to avoiding
You're literally
hangover.
Building a product. Wow, that's awesome. I'm thinking next time we do
Ashley, I respect that. You got game.
My money's on Ashley.
Ashley, it's funny.
I know why Gavin chose you now.
Actually, I actually got my mom, because she loves wine, and I got her canned wine. And she said it was good.
There's some good ones out there. There's some good ones. Yeah.
That just hurts my brain. All right. Go ahead, Danny.
All right. What main changes would you make to Cloudy?
Huh? Oh, you can change the camera.
I'd give him eyes.
Oh, damn it. Martin's got
Martin's got already. A Cloudy. Okay, Martin. You got, and I've Ashley's got a Cloudy. So both teams got Cloudy.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Gavin, I feel left out here. I'm upset.
I was about to defer this to Kyle, but now I won't.
I don't have a Cloudy. Yeah. You take it. I don't have a Cloudy.
You haven't had plenty of opportunities.
I have it.
You sent me a picture earlier of Phil and Cloudy hanging out together, like the very best friends that ever could be.
This is actually Gilda. It's a TY, but we'll rebrand. We'll rebrand. It's not our name. It's a TY name. But yeah, we can call it Phil. It can rebrand.
All right. Multiple Cloudies. Well, Keith, you've had opportunity. Actually, Cloudies are now limited edition because there's no more Cloudies anymore. You have the only Cloudies in existence.
See? What is this?
Dude, you've had opportunity. All right.
Where's your MSP Geek? We got them in our bags at Secure.
Yes. Oh, did we?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But damn it, Keith.
That's where I got it from.
We had them in the Geek Dinner
bag.
Well,
I don't know. My wife has that, and she's not here to find it for me, so I don't know. I can't find anything for myself, obviously.
So, Martin.
Yep.
How would you change the perfection that is Cloudy?
All right. So, every morning, I look at this guy for inspiration. Right? And I also have a whiteboard. It's off camera, but trust me, I've got a whiteboard. What I would love, and it's magnetic. So, if there was like a magnetic thing here, just on the back of him, boom, on the whiteboard he goes. I look at him. I write down the inspiration. That's how you improve Cloud.
I think at this point, and he was under time. He had 4 seconds to spare. Wow, that's going to be a hard one to beat. Gavin, do you want to just give up at this point, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to come in swinging, Ray. I'm going to come in swinging.
All right.
Windmilling.
Windmilling in. I'll get some keys in there, and we'll go full throttle.
I'll allow it.
So, what would I improve on Cloudy? Well, I think it's people's and Cloudy's imperfections that make them perfect. So I wouldn't change a thing.
Fuck.
That's a cop out answer.
All right.
Obviously discontinued the Cloudy.
Given that Ashley has a Cloudy with her, I'm going to give Ashley the opportunity to add to this question. How would you improve Cloudy, Ashley?
I'd give him eyes.
He does have that scary ass Cyclops thing because the glasses fall off. But yeah, it's not about it. Kyle, do you want to add to this? I'll give you the equal opportunity, man.
Martin's right. Accessories. He needs accessories. Cloudy needs accessories so that he can continue to pimp out his amazing cane. He needs a pimp cane.
All right. So here's the thing. I was going to give Gavin 100 points because that was a beautiful answer. And then Ashley undid it saying he's a freak because he doesn't have eyeballs. So you're back down to zero. Martin gave that Cloudy is his inspiration. So I'm going to give him 9.5 points And then Kyle added the pimp cane to Cloudy. That's another 10 points. So I'm adding 19 and a half points to zero. All right. So congratulations, Martin. You win that round.
I'm just trying to
suck
help
it,
out.
Gavin.
I'm just trying to help out my fellow clouds that want to be able to see all of our beautiful faces.
Listen, he
has a face.
Like
I know he has a
wonders,
face.
He needs,
like
he needs a vision, and for that he needs eyes.
No, I. You know what? He's a cyclops.
Without eyes, he must have no. Well, then why? Okay, well then I revise my answer. Give him a.
You can't revise it. He's already given points out.
Single. Oh, no, that's fine. You can keep your points. Okay. Give him a single glass.
So he had glasses. I don't know what happened to the glasses. All right, that's
guys. Great. You're all wrong. It's only two words. Malibu cloudy.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay, I'm gonna take.
I'll take two.
I think you should have a Jordy LaForge visor.
All right. Ooh, so yeah.
You know what? Give him points for Jordy LaForge visor because that is a fantastic idea.
Don't make me take points from Martin just because that's a horrible answer. All right.
I keep my points.
So the score is. The score is 50 to 39 in favor of Martin. Danny? And right, we're on question six.
All right, Simon, we got like one more, right? One
no, more we got two more. Two
more questions? All right. All right, let's get serious then. Yeah, let's get serious. How would you describe the tech bar to someone?
Gavin?
Oh, am I up first? Do you know what? I'm going to defer to Ashley again.
Oh, shit.
I'd be like, I don't need to describe it. Watch this clip. And I would send them a clip. That's really funny. That's what I would do. Because that's me. Okay. And I'm just being real. That's my real answer.
Do you have a favorite clip from Tech Bar that you would include?
Yeah. Yeah. What? The one where I pretend to be Drew.
That was a good one.
All right, Martin, you have your backup siding with Ashley. So
yeah, and
I said that was a good one. Like, what do you want? Like the clip, yeah. the clip, not the answer.
Keep that in mind.
You know,
I have actually not co-hosted one of these before, so I am going to defer this one to Kyle.
I would describe this as the main event. Like you have like. Monster Truck Mania. It is that level of awesome. You get to hang out with your friends, drink beer, and watch cool stuff happen. And Florida Man.
That is a good fucking answer. That is
a very extroverted answer.
Yeah, I think I have to give
Sorry,
I can't control my phone. All right. So I think I'm gonna have to give Gavin 20 points, and I think I'm going to have to give Martin 39 points. So the score right now is 89 to 59. All right. But this last question is worth double the points I've been making up out of my head this entire time.
What? Ooh, double points. Double points.
Is worth 100 points, which means the entire previous thing doesn't matter for shit.
Right. All right. Jesus. All right.
This last question. Danny, do you know what the last question is?
Yep.
Hold on, Danny. Danny.
Okay.
Ready.
Hold on. I think we need to settle our nerves here. I think we need to settle our nerves here. Let's raise a glass and
scoring system.
A new drinking word. I'm going to say British is our new drinking word. I was
going to say Gobna.
Gavna.
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 Good luck to both of you, but mostly Martin, because that's where my money's on.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's Tuesday.
Have you guys seen that TikTok?
Is she running on Tuesday?
The TikTok where like the person's talking about like, have you seen British people? And they always say, and then there's a British guy, and he's like, he's got a wand. He's like, abracadabra. And then his little daughter comes in and is like, Dad, Papa, why do you have my Harry Potter wands?
Harry Potter.
All right. Danny, this is for all the marbles, dude. All the marbles.
Come on, Kyle. We got this.
What main changes would you make to the tech bar?
Martin, you're up first.
Oh.
He doesn't respond well to criticism.
What would I change? I love
learn
tuning
from
into
your
this.
Cloudy answer. I'm just saying, learn from your cloudy
Actually,
answer.
We're trying to win here.
Martin, don't do that. Change everything. They still have Sean's the old guest host on here.
They haven't fixed that.
That.
You brought it up too.
Yeah, they've not fixed the intro.
No.
Sean is part of
their audio bar. The audio is a little off. I mean,
constantly audio issues.
Yeah.
You wanted me to ask. Can we mute these fuckers?
Right. They need new words because Namaste.
So
like
Simon, boot them all out.
Yeah.
Do we need a new normal? We need to new normal words.
Yes. All right, has to.
Martin, I'm going
to
give you 30 seconds because you obviously I don't want to take you with the answer you just gave.
Okay. All right.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, dude.
What changes would you make, Ray?
Yeah. Fuck, man. All right, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead, Martin.
All right. Changes I would make to the tech bar. Really, honestly, not many. I mean, the audio could be improved. I know we always ding on that one, but ultimately, it's all about hanging out with friends, drinking, having a good time.
Kyle, I said you could pitch in here.
Kyle, you want to add on to that?
Kyle's like, I would take myself out of the frame. That's what I would do.
I mean, look, your words are old. Like, namaste. They've got to be improved, right? New normal. No one says new normal anymore. You need a new normal. You got to update. It's you just got to inject yourself more into it. There's a lot that you could improve. Like the background we have, Simon could be improved. He could be a little taller.
See, I don't disagree.
We should get a sponsorship from a milk company. From a dairy company.
I'm not one to not take constructive criticism. I appreciate your answers. Gavin, what say you? How would you improve? What changes would you make to the tech bar?
Well, what I would say, Ray, is I don't think always that I don't think anything about it is old. I think it's original. I think the only thing that I would improve, to be honest, is I would have more of them. One every day. Every day. And I'm
Ashley, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would add our Gavin.
You should replace Norm with the Gavin.
I would add him as an official.
That's the wrong team. Sorry. Ignore that.
Maybe like the episodes of Psych where there's a pineapple in every one, but we got like our Gavin.
Oh, I'm rewatching that now. I love Psych. All right.
I love Psych. I love Gavin.
Okay, so here's the thing. All right. Excuse me. This is a fair. So Martin gave constructive criticism. He could have taken the easy route and said, look, I'm just going to say it's perfect and let it be. But he said, I'm going to give things to make the tech bar better. And then Kyle came after and he listened to Kyle and he's like, Kyle's answers are obviously bullshit, but I'm going to let him talk anyway because he's that kind of good person.
And then Gavin came in. You asked what I would change.
Like, he gave meaningful advice and he's like, tech bar is awesome. Just do it every day. It brings joy to my life. You have my picture there, which is now going to be a permanent right here for the tech bar. And we have Ashley giving additional beautiful advice. Here's my thing.
Amazing.
Martin, get the fuck out. You lost, dude. You suck.
Yes.
You said change. This is why you bring in the new.
This is why. Get the fuck off. He rage quit. He rage quit.
Oh my God.
Bye bye.
You saw it here. Fucking Martin rage quit because he freaking lost.
Look, I'm going to be honest.
First rage quit of the tech bar.
What was that, Kyle? What was that?
I'm going to be honest. Gavin took the whole thing the entire time. It was no contest. It was super easy. If it wasn't for me, Martin wouldn't have any points. And, you know, it's just nothing.
I can't disagree with you at this point.
Well, I can't either, especially that he left.
At this point, the next time we do Battle the Product Managers, I'm just going to have, like, Kyle versus Gavin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'd do it. And a friendly banter.
With, like, the powerhouse backup answers. But, Simon, can you find him? Like, I've never had a guest rage quit before.
I'm slacking him right now.
And he's ignoring me.
I can't believe that is some shit. And look at Adam. Called it from the beginning.
He's lived a stressful life.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Like, even in the beginning, he wasn't. He didn't have no fight to him. Like, he was like, "Oh, that's a good answer, Gavin. What is this? This is a battle."
Bro, no, Gavin came in punching. Gavin came in like, "I got all the answers." He's like, Gavin was trash talking from the beginning. Simon, you got him back? Can you come? Can you bring him back on?
Hold on. I think I got him back on.
Martin, what happened? You rage quit. Are you good?
Oh, look at your shirt.
Oh, he's muted. He's muted.
He's muted, buddy.
That was rough, man. I didn't want to lose that at all. That was ridiculous. Anyway, so I'm okay now. I noticed I'm good.
You changed your shirt? Were you trying to get extra points with that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, actually, I've got another one. You want to see it?
Yeah. Let's see it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit, that says staff. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Peer has joined the OIT family. This is the announcement party. This is the bomb. He is officially joining OIT family. And hopefully he does better than he did in that battle of the PMs, because that was rough.
Martin, look, I mean, you took him.
First order of business. Yes. Jordy
LaFleur glasses. Yep.
So,
ooh, yeah. Actually,
and the answer that I gave for this question.
Oh, see, he's got the glasses. Look, he already made it happen.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go. Look. Breaking news. Oh, my. That's right.
Can we get like, and the answer that I gave for this?
Yeah, can we do like a breaking
was,
news?
Like, was roll, better, was
roll banner?
Yeah.
Is this real life?
Can I get another... A turn around, please, just to see the back of the t-shirt again.
Oh, but don't lean down, because like, you go dark.
Okay.
And also, can you shake your butt a little bit? Well, why do you lean down, though?
Don't lean down.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I think he's trying to show something else. Like, yeah, that's just weird.
I was just going to show this box as well.
Oh, it looks like Rogers.
Oh, yeah, the welcome to the family. Yeah.
Nice.
So, we did the points were assigned by. So, for those who didn't understand the scoring system,
this is real.
We did an Imperial, and then the 100 points was metric. So, because it's all base 10. So, there you go. Congratulations.
Okay.
So, they cheated.
The Tony goes to Simon for his amazing supporting role. Yeah.
I mean, someone has to bout. Like, I'm sitting on Simon right now to get me on the camera. So, I appreciate it, Simon.
It's the only time he could give a piggyback.
There you go. Yeah, I wondered why Simon's camera was not on. It's because
Like, yeah. Like a stool.
It's really hard for me to get down so that he can get on camera. All right, go ahead. Get on camera, Simon.
So we have a boom was felt through the MSP community. Drew's asking, is this real? This is absolutely real.
Yep.
Gavin, I have to say, you did win the battle, but I have to think Martin won the war. I'm just saying. This is real. These are true facts.
Yeah,
Martin, do you want to say a little bit of words of take your celebrity or your celebration lap, since you know
celebrity
you
lap. Won the war? I'll take a celebrity lap. I'll just this is a real thing. This is not a joke. This is not a hoax. This is not a tech bar funny haha. This is real. I'm joining the OIT VoIP family, and I cannot wait for where the future takes me and Ray. The OIT family, and I'm looking forward to some incredibly, incredibly fun, somewhat drunk, maybe some productive times. But yeah, we're all gonna learn and grow and just keep making awesome shit. So
I'd like to say something real quick, Martin. I'm super happy for you. For one thing. Second thing, all I can think about is Dominique Toretto going family every time that someone mentions family. And I cannot escape that image.
Now every feature request is going to be like, we made this happen with the power of family.
Yeah, you got your family. It's all about the family.
So, and I want to be very, very, very. Now, since I have all the, most of the MSP Geek admins on here, I want to make it clear now, his first order of business is to request an official OIT VoIP channel Geek. Now that I actually have a Martin to go actually staff.
You know, we appreciate that. Our first order of business is to deny the request.
Martin, I've got him.
You see, the thing
I understand when you have a cloudy, right? Like you get.
Can I just say how just big spoon you?
He did
take bribes. Yeah, take bribes.
The way the vendor
the way the vendor channels work in MSP Geek is, you know, somebody can request one, but then they also have to have, like, you know, at least two or three just non-vendor community members to vouch for them. So,
right, and non-admins.
You might have to.
So can we get, like, the OAT family in the chat now? Can, like, you give, like, a vouch for us?
We
like,
have a few in there.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you vouch for us right now and just say you want an OAT VoIP channel?
Oh, I need to go and find two or three non-vendor people to vouch for OIT. And then
we got one with Drew.
And Drew's then we could maybe have a channel when Kyle feels like it.
I'll make you the Martin.
Plus one.
Oh, we got Adam. We got
Drew already. I mean,
need one more.
We need one more. Keith, come on, do it for us.
Oh, we're getting them now, right?
Yeah. We're getting them right now.
And Jonathan Crowley.
Wait, he's another vendor. That doesn't count.
Jonathan.
We got Sam.
Wait a minute.
Same list
okay.
of the channel.
Mom, Sam. I know you're watching. Write something.
Depends. Can I get a stock photo for my mugshot?
Can we prove that you're real?
I'm just saying Jonathan Crow has to count because he's not only, yes, he's a vendor, but he does more for the community, but he's also an expert in tech bar, so that counts.
If we're going to
be the type of people who go and vouch for vendors on ourselves, then that counts as well. I do have one pro tip for you, Martin. If you need to, you know how when like somebody posts in their channel and they're like, hey, admin, come and tag this for me. Don't skip that step.
I was joking.
What I should have done was posted in the channel and then been like, hey, admin, can you come in here and add channel? And then add channeled it.
It would have been funny, yeah. That would have been bad.
Oh, see, Matt Fox brings up a good point. Jonathan Crow.
Oh, hey, Matt. Good evening.
If he's online, obviously that's not the real Jonathan Crow. That's a deep fake. That has to be an AI one because Jonathan doesn't have enough internet to be able to post on here. So that's facts right there.
As an admin of MSP Geek, I do accept bribes. So if I do get a cloudy, you know, if it just shows up in my mailbox,
look what I have, a cloudy with glasses. An extra
look. Oh, hey. There might be a channel that gets made.
Right, I don't need bribing. I'll make your channel right now.
I'll delete it.
I do not accept bribes, but I do accept eternal love and friendship. So,
well, you already have that from us. So
you know what?
That's not even an option.
I'm like the luckiest girl in the world.
So look at this.
Jonathan says he wishes he was cool enough to have a bot impersonator like Ashley.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah.
Apparently, that's going around RMM. So
Spoonbot is one of the coolest bots.
Oh yeah, you know, that's true. We got Spoonbot that went nuts on Geek the other day.
It still goes nuts.
I've just thought of something. So for these vendor channels, right? You know, the vendors fill out the form. They have three people to vouch for them, but then it always comes up to the admin team. So you know what's really ironic about that? There are seven in the admin team. There's four of us right here, right now. We could all collectively approve it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that we should have done it eons ago. But you,
so,
yeah.
So it's, okay.
We can bridge it with your Discord.
There you go.
I mean, but you have to understand something. We created processes for a reason. We built.
I'm off the call.
Kyle, would you say that this is an inflection point?
Men of the tech bar chat, I like that.
I mean,
the evil majority.
Yeah.
Keith, I will grant you these privileges. I hereby bequeath upon you, admin of the tech bar. It means absolutely nothing, but you are admin of the tech bar chat, sir. Congratulations.
I'll second that motion.
There you go.
You can't actually do anything, but you can scold people with your words.
Yeah. I mean, Keith has missed, I think in the last 2 years, Keith has missed one episode. Like, and it was something he had to go do with the sun. Like, it was a legit, like.
And then I saw him again in Chicago, and he genuinely.
Why does he keep calling you Rich Cousin Danny? What's up with that?
It must have been a drunken moment that, I'm sorry, Keith, I do not recall at the moment.
Ray. Dude, look at this. Keith is saying, or Steven's saying already, who wants to overthrow Keith? Damn, you get a position of power for like 2 seconds, dude.
Easy.
I second the overthrowing coup.
Well, it's because you're a dictator. That's not a.
Look, I'm vice dictator. I don't want to throw that in there, but I am a vice dictator. And
Canadians don't overthrow anything.
That's true. Well, that is fact. That is fact.
I will say I need another timeout. Also, your channels are made.
Oh wow! Yeah. Oh, we got the American Gavin.
See, the thing you have to realize about Kyle is that he will just like spout the most random stuff, but then while he's actually doing what you asked him to do.
I appreciate that.
100% true.
So, and I want to throw this down now, and Martin can call me on my bullshit if I'm full of shit. When we're talking about this, I said part of your job. This is not a on the side thing. Part of your job will be to staff communities and make sure everybody's taken care of. Make sure the community is taken care of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, his job is to make sure Geek is taken care of. That is not a on the side conflict of interest bullshit. This is it's your fucking job.
So, yeah, here's
for those of you as well who know me, you know, watching the tech bar live now, or will watch this on recordings. I think we all know how important community is to me. So, that was a big, you know, that's a big deal. It really, really is. And I'm not bullshitting there at all. So the fact that I get a chance to do that, as well as other stuff, means a hell of a lot to me. So,
yeah, and that's dead serious. Like, you know, I'm always about the community. That's not even a question. So, you know, he said he knows a little bit about product management or project management. I was drinking at the time. But,
so
you know.
I.
Yeah, but to be fair, so you know, but it was mostly community. Steven said too many Gavins. I will say there can never be enough Gavins. That's all. No. I'm saying.
I mean, there could be enough. Hold on, there can way totally be enough Gavins. But have you look? Have you? That's the different thing.
Definitely too many.
Have you met Galvin Scone? Look, I had the most beautiful conversation with Galvin Scone. And he honestly, like, just ignited my creativity. Like, he just ignited all of it. It's fantastic. He has an amazing view on life in general, not just MSPs. It's fantastic. I recommend you seek him out. He's on Discord. I met him. That's where I met him at. He's on Discord. Amazing guy. Galvin Scone.
All right. So I want to call out U.S. Gavin Stone. Hashtag community, and I will absolutely raise a glass to that. Amen. All right. See, Simon's saying somebody has to take a quick break, but he didn't say, okay, Martin has to take a quick break. I'm assuming by the disappearance.
Oh, man, I kind of want to do like a little call for him.
What did he say that fourth word was going to be?
Yeah, and Gavin says, and way too many Kyles. I agree with that. Have you ever counted Kyles in the community?
I have.
After our Kyle April Fools, like, we still have people who are titled Kyle.
They are.
So I changed my name from Kyle like 3 days ago or 5 days ago, something like that. Like, I forgot about it.
Most people do. It was the most benign but fantastic thing ever. And I was joking when I brought it up. And then
I was like, no.
Yeah, Ashley just went full on with it.
I love this. Adam says he's changing his top again. Who's he working for now? And he's gone to work for Ninja. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Steven is a rum guy, and I will never be here without a bottle of rum. There's always my Bacardi White, and I have a Captain Morgan behind there. I just can't reach it. So it's there. Don't worry, dude. You're covered.
Jonathan, MSP Geek has been around since 2013.
Wow. Oof. Yeah. And the original founders are what? Martin and Mendy? Is that...
No. Martin and Greg basically founded it. Michael Priest was around at that time as well. I came in shortly after that.
Well, I didn't think he was born. Like, I know Michael Priest was living.
Slow down. There is some debate that Martin and Michael are the same person, and they just don't sleep. So that is...
Oh, because you got the time zone offset. Yes.
Supposedly the time zone.
Yes. We did get that picture that disproves that I had to superimpose
that's
myself
nothing.
Into.
That, this doesn't make me Gavin. This. Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
But, I mean, we let's be honest, though. We all know anyone can take anyone's badge and be anyone, right?
Oh, I mean Slagle is like forever McGee. Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, that just means nothing.
Keith says, was I alive in 2014? Keith, you were alive in 1514.
How were the Crusades, Keith?
Yes. when Galileo said the Earth was round, what were you there to say? we have Mr. Sandy McGrath, our reporter from Canada for police, shots in the mall. Is this Education Hour with Ray and friends? Listen, this is Reading Rainbow. I want you to take a look, grab a book. This is Reading Rainbow.
Hey, Ray. I want to propose something, and I'm doing this without permission from the other admins because, you know what, I've been drinking, and who cares? Our bot can link Discord channels.
I just said that.
And I know
you did say that like 10 minutes ago.
I had to call time out?
Yeah. So, no, you were on. Okay, so yes, we can link it. So here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and also like not to ask permission, just say it out loud. Kyle and I have talked in the past about MSP Geek Cast becoming part of MMN to also broadcast on the MMN network.
We have talked about it.
we should do those.
I'm on board, fully on board with it.
All right. There we go. All right, so I will open my bottle of Crown for that, and I will pour out a glass on my Drew. Oh, this is screw top. That's fancy.
Look, I mean, I understand that you absolutely hate the word crown for some reason.
Which is odd, because my name means king.
I did it. Kyle, I did it.
He's no, this isn't bad. This Crown XO is not bad.
XO's really good.
Wow.
Speaking of channels, why isn't there an OIT Wave vendor channel? Gavin,
hold on. We're correct like yourself, sir. You we're need to there is. Join the channel. It's there.
No one's joined it. I'm pretty upset, Ray.
Yeah, me too. I'm there.
In Slack, you got to add the channel. Oh, so here's the secret, since you guys moved to Discord. On Discord, I have a bunch of channels muted. On Slack, I only have like 3 or 4 channels I actually pay attention to. So I go to Slack, even though I asked for Discord. I was one of the ones begging for Discord. I go to Slack when I want to see like the real important shit, like Geekcast, like some conference thing we're talking
there's
about.
There's something about the way that things are passed through with that platform that I can't quit, and I don't know what it is.
Yes,
but even with Discord, like even though when it has like it's almost like one of those like ServiceNow versus like traditional PSA type of things where it's like it might be too, it's like so robust that you end up getting overwhelmed, maybe. I don't know.
Well, and I don't know about you. Like, I know we're copying, I know the Discord bot or the Spooner bot is copying like images, and I think it's copying emojis if it can or something like that. But like, if I see somebody respond in Slack and I see the bot tag, I will go to Discord and I'll respond to them on Discord. Like, I know it's stupid. I know the bridge makes that not necessary.
Yeah,
but I do it anyway.
For the people like us who can flip, like I'm in the chat with the guys. Sometimes I'll like respond in Slack, and then literally my next message will be in Discord.
I do the same thing. I do the exact same thing.
It's just whichever one I have open at the moment.
Yeah,
there's something about Slack though that's just I don't know. Yeah. I prefer reading more in Slack. I find it easier for some reason. Yeah. This Discord's a bit harder for me to read. I don't know if it's the colors or the font or something.
Mendy turned Discord to look like Slack.
Really?
Well, and like the thing is, like Discord, so I only join like those, like I said, like it's only 4 or 5 channels now, MSP Geek, now OAT Wave channel, but like I only have 4 or 5 channels I actually pay attention to. But like on Discord, I have all of them, but I don't pay attention to all of them. I just have them all because I'm FOMO as hell. And like I can't have a channel talk and I didn't know what's going on. So like
you could get into a rabbit hole with service on
Discord. Ray, I'm a part of every single channel that's in MSP Geek, and I have. So I have to just to make sure that I want to see what's there.
Yeah.
But well, I have
you're supposed to see what's there. Like, that's
true. I have them. I have the channels I want to watch starred. So I have to clear out every day. And there's about 20 of them that I have to clear out. And then the other 100 and bajillion, I just leave unread.
Well, I will raise a glass because we have our vendor channel. We have our Martin and we have. Our loving people that we appreciate. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, God, not that. Cheers.
Do you have the one?
You can tell right away who lives in Florida there, can't you?
Right. pants, shorts, and sandals.
You didn't take the one that I super shopped, photoshopped myself into.
Simon?
It got Simon. Yeah, Simon.
You, right. You didn't hear a word Ashley said. He was my... Oh, he says that's what Martin sent him.
Yeah.
All right, so this is IT. So let's go in the Wayback Machine. This is IT Nation Explorer, right?
I took that picture.
You took this picture. That's why you're missing from the image.
That's why I took Photoshop myself with Greg Burke's thing on.
So I have during this entire time, I had a strep throat that I had to immediately go to the doctor on like the final day just so I could talk at the end of it. It was that bad. So every picture you see of me in this collage that I'm hoping is around is just me in absolute pain on all the medication I could get until I went to the doctor.
Like a soldier, you went through and you just got it done.
Of course.
Right? Yeah.
I'm there for my people.
So I have to ask you, Ashley, does the polar bear have a name?
Nanook.
Yeah,
the Nanook.
It literally means polar bear in Inuit.
That's like Lion King when they hold up the lion. If you translate the words, it's like, it's a lion. This is a lion.
Look at that photo bomb in the back between our faces. That's wild.
Oh, yeah. Who is that?
Guess the MSP Geek member. Who is it?
Oh, guess the MSP Geek member.
Whose eye is that?
You should pull up that other.
Can we zoom in?
Come on,
that is
zoom,
the most unintentional.
Zoom, enhance.
That is the most unintentional photo bomb.
Come on,
I've seen.
Zoom in it. Scroll.
That's hilarious.
Zoom.
Ooh.
Zoom.
Jeez, we got part of a nose and an ear.
Oh.
Can you recognize this brown eye, this quarter nose,
so,
and
go
this
to the
half ear?
Picture of all of us, and you can see them in the other in the picture of us all together, and then you'll be able to figure it out.
You know, on the main mspgeek.org website, right, where we've got the big group photo of everyone. I think that's the one that Ash is talking about.
It's on my LinkedIn.
Really cool. I don't know how to do this, but what would be really cool is if you was to hover over a person in that picture,
like on Facebook,
click on them. Like you just click on that person and boom, you're messaging them in Discord. That'd be amazing.
Why are you suggesting
us, like 10 years to get an OIT
right?
Sending this picture.
I mean,
do you think we can get that sorted in the next 5 years?
Yeah,
we'll put that on the list to get happened in 2027.
I love Sunday's comment. That's amazing.
Listen, if that doesn't happen next week, you failed, Kyle. Just saying, dude.
Oh,
we have so many show notes. All right, so
I don't know who Sunday is, but I want to know this person. I love that sense of humor. That's amazing.
All right, so we have a thing here. We were told Gavin has some amazing talents, including playing piano. And Kyle sings along.
Wait. Hold on.
We have
not that drunk. Is there a video?
There is a video of this.
Shit.
I hear it. I don't know. There we go.
Oh, I remember.
I remember this.
I barely remember this.
You need my entire album that I created.
Who recorded this?
Is this your Can I Borrow a Feeling album? Is that what this is?
So I went back to that piano on the day that I left that conference, and I sat there waiting for about 4 hours just playing on that on my own before I went to the airport. I loved that conference. It was the first major conference that I'd ever been to. I got the opportunity to meet everybody from MSP Geek. It was great. I loved it.
Who can find that picture that had me in it too?
They're just wow.
My heart will go on.
Yeah.
Why is there no tip jar? Like, what's up with that?
Someone did actually throw a $20 on top of the piano.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
That's awesome. Play Candle in the Wind. Danny, are you going to play Candle in the Wind?
I need a second, guys.
You good?
Yeah, it's too much. Okay? I'm saying it's too much.
Jesus, I'll never let go.
I just need a second.
Gavin, you broke Danny. Ah, bloody hell.
Good job.
Okay. I didn't know this was recorded. Where did you get this from?
I don't know.
Obviously a high quality camera.
I'm just saying, like, that's pretty beautiful piano playing, dude. Like, you have some significant skill. That is
change of tempo, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not reading the room well. I mean, I would do something like a little more high tempo, but
yeah.
Danny just sharded. Yes, Sandy, you called it.
He
was crying. He was.
There's clearly nothing wrong playing My Heart Will Go On in front of a room full of guys.
You didn't hear it. Danny was going off and he was like, there was room on the door for him. There was enough room.
Yeah. Why couldn't she just slide over a little bit?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine.
You're good?
It's been
you need a minute?
It's been 25 years, right? At this point, since that movie. We're good. It's fine.
You good? It's not 25 years. Call me fucking old, dick.
Since the movie?
Is it really 25 years?
No,
Simon, have you seen Titanic?
No, 24. Yeah. 24.
Yeah, I've seen it. There was space on the door. There was space on the door. Thank you. Alright. Alright, whatchamacallit. Gavin needs to go. He said he needs to drop some kids at the pool or something to that effect.
Yeah, that pool will... will go right through you.
He's got to go cash in his trophy. I mean, he's got millions of dollars from that trophy from winning.
Yeah, maybe Monopoly money, but he definitely won.
So while Gavin is away, and I can say this because he'll never watch the recording of this.
Of course not.
I took those videos.
Did you really? That's awesome. Really?
Yeah. It was amazing. Sorry, like the beat. Look at this. Mendy playing the air piano.
Right? I love that. He's like... look how serious Gavin is. Like, I would have busted into like some like peanuts, like...
And Kyle there sat in the corner. He's kicking off a failed backup job, probably.
Kyle, can you tell us
you're on a BlackBerry.
Can you walk us through your feelings?
Sure, sure. I'm emotionally involved. And I'm looking up lyrics to the songs he's actually playing so that I know what to say at the proper time. And we decided it's great because when we were walking, because we were all going to dinner at Bull and Bear. It's a
nice. Yeah,
it's a secret tradition that only certain people get to go to, at least with our group. Clap for Gavin. And it was something we decided to do as an admin team with a few other friends of ours. That's been like a yearly tradition at Automation Nation. Rest in peace.
Yep.
That we done.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
You know, there was a time where, like with the Automation Nations, like the first few years you go, you obviously pick up stuff. But then after that, like after the first three or maybe four, you really go for the networking. And the Bull and Bear dinner was like, not the highlight of the conference, obviously, but it's what you're most, one of the like top three things you're most looking forward to by going to that conference. Definitely.
I love that.
There we go. Look, I approve of that.
I photoshopped myself into that picture.
It's perfect. I mean,
pretty good job of that.
Yeah, that's really
so
pretty good.
Just in case no one knows who these people are, that's Josh Ishik, that's me, that's Darren White, it's Gavin Stone, Ashley, Mindy Green, Martin Keir, and Michael Priest.
You love him. Like, there's actual love in your eyes there.
Well, it's not love. It's just the fact that, you know, the space-time continuum was not bent while we look at each other.
Let's be honest. That's the guy Martin hired to play Michael so that we would not suspect that he and Michael are the same.
I would believe that if I hadn't have seen Michael at every single show since 2013.
He's on retainer. He's on retainer. It's fine.
Honestly, I thought that he was part of the AV team at the show when I first met him.
So when I first met Michael, I knew that he didn't drink like alcohol, right?
So anyway, we're at the bar and we're buying drinks. I'm like, hey, Michael, you want a drink? And he's like, no, I'm all right. Oh, yeah, you don't drink. 2 hours later, hey, Michael, you want a drink? Nah, it's all right. I don't drink. A third time, like many hours later, hey, Michael, you want a drink? Nah, I don't want a drink. Okay, when you say you don't drink, you do drink at least like water, right? Just checking. Yeah. Because it was like he would always say,
you're not trying to get him sloshed. You're just trying to like.
No, I'm like, sure could I buy you a water, please?
He's Australian. You have to conserve.
So we have.
Can I hydrate you?
So we have in here the real story of how Gavin. We knew it wasn't because of his abilities as PM. We have the real story of how Gavin became a PM.
Hold on. Yeah. That's it.
So this is actually taken in Edinburgh. And unsurprisingly, me and Stephen were having a discussion about Ninja over there in the corner. We broke away from the group that was there and went to the corner. And then I think it was Will who photoshopped that over the top. And you know what? He's right. We were talking about Ninja.
And that's how it began. Danny, I hope you weren't using the company card to buy him waters.
Danny has a company card?
Wait, no. You
bought only when like, we
was it.
His
was it water? Him, it wasn't smart that. Water, was it?
Ooh. Yeah, you're going to. Hey, Martin, you're going to learn real quick. My wife is HR, so.
Yeah. Brittany is in
if
charge.
If I offend you, get over it.
Yeah. That's hard. So I'll be honest. Like, I wanted to hire somebody with as sick of a sense of humor as myself, and I couldn't find anybody on this side of the pond. So I'm like, I need somebody British. And and Martin's
hello,
like,
Gemma.
I'm British. And I'm like, okay, you barely count, but you're in Tampa.
Is that what he said? British?
He's British.
I can assure you, Ashley, and everybody watching on the YouTubes, I did not say that.
That sounds like something I would say.
But they did have a conversation on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't meet.
On a Tuesday?
We don't meet on Tuesday.
I love considering their freaking office that they do every Christmas that like you can control it online. They're freaking awesome, dude. I love them.
It was an amazing time in Stuart's office. He threw a party there for us all to go down and have a get together and a chat. And he's just got beers and he's got fridges just full of beers. And he did a whiskey tasting session, and I was absolutely slammed by the end of it. But the problem with that is he was going up and up in the prices of bottles. He was starting on like mid range. Whiskey and then going up to the really expensive stuff, but he'd get halfway through and then someone else had come, so he'd start again, and by the time it was finished, four or five people were stood around him and I was gone. Oh.
That's awesome.
It was nice.
So those of us that watch that have been on the Tech Bar, you know we do some games.
And
Danny says, Simon, stop pointing. If you highlight it, we see it. Okay. Yeah.
Stop reading the back channel notes.
All right.
I'm just here.
All right. So
these don't use. That's what I want to know.
All right.
Real quick before we move on, I want to show you something really cool. Watch this.
T-I-O? Ring. Ring. But will one come?
Now we got to wait.
Let's see whether one comes. Oh, yes.
That's going to be on the Tech Bar. Who would manage the chat? Like, that's the problem. So we got IT Nation Connect coming up. Actually, we can call this out now. Simon, mute yourself a second. So we can call this out now. The Acronis Summit in November, like the 2 days before IT Nation Connect.
That's going to be a fun week.
Yeah, it is going to be
a fun week. It is going to be a great week.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to be like in my 20s again. It's fine.
Thank you.
Paranoid skip so much. The Acronis MSP Summit, we're going to be doing Tech Bar from there 2 days. And then IT Nation Connect, you know, if things continue as usual, we'll be doing Connect. We'll be doing that there as well. All right. Simon, do your thing, dude.
Hold on.
Yeah, so
she actually brought it.
Shout out to Martin's wife. Oh, well, then never mind. Ignore the shout out. Ignore all that.
Keep going, please. Come on.
If she brings you a beer, shout out.
She did, but Ellie came with her, and that was my daughter. So.
Oh, well, I mean, if...
Shout out to Robin and Ellie?
Shout out to Robin
and
Ellie for bringing Martin a beer when they heard the beer alarm.
And one more time, happy birthday to Little Spoon. She's out celebrating.
No, not Little Spoon, Mrs. Spoon.
Well, no, because see,
No, Kyle is the Little Spoon. She's
100% Little Spoon.
Who wouldn't want to be Little Spoon? Everybody wants to be Little Spoon.
Even I want to be Little Spoon.
True.
Whoa, that's a statement.
It's kind of nice. I mean, it's just the truth.
After hearing freaking.
I appreciate you muting Danny there.
We try.
All right, guys. Real quick, just because the beer was delivered, namaste.
No, namaste.
Namaste.
There we go.
Namaste.
Cheers, guys.
All right, now it's Simon's turn. All
right, guys. So,
no, he's not.
So, we already tested your project manager skills. We're going to be testing your American accents, Martin and Gavin. This is the final
of the night. No.
We're going to be testing your American accent, so we're going to be putting some words in the screen. Shit. You guys are going to have to give your best American accent, and then we're going to show you guys how we actually say it.
Oh, my God. Please can go.
Let's go. I'm so excited.
I'm not.
Okay. So, first word. YouTube. First word.
Fuck.
It's on the screen. How do you say that? Gavin, you're up.
Medical clinic.
Okay, hold on. Martin's got to go before I give my recommendation.
Can you say that again?
I can't.
Can I get that again? Medical
clinic? I don't know.
Say it again, Martin.
No.
Say it again.
You can rewind it and watch that again.
I can't rewind it. It's live.
Okay, Martin,
you can watch it when it's
Martin,
not live.
Okay. Ah. Okay, use your Canadian voice.
Oh, okay, yeah, medical clinic.
Martin's got that one. I'm sorry. It was fantastic. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
Hear Gavin's again. It sounded like a
Jonathan
little girl.
Says just sing it. So,
actually, Jonathan has a point.
Yeah,
no, sing, stop giving hints.
All right, well, I'm not going to sing medical clinic, am I?
That was an easy one.
Okay, next up, we have...
Yeah.
Who picked these words?
okay. Consent.
How do you say this, Gavin?
Yeah, consent.
I mean, Gavin consent? Had it, like, he's from the South, if we're going to go with that.
Yeah, I'm going to sign my consent form. I don't know.
All right. I mean, that was good. Like, I mean, both were fantastic.
It's like, use this word in a sentence kind of thing.
And then for the last one, we have...
I'm going to get my shots.
All right, Gavin.
Let me have a think about this.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get my COVID vaccine.
How did this become Southern?
Why didn't you, put, aluminum?
Yeah, or vegetable.
Vegetable, aluminum.
All right. One thing I've got to say.
Hippopotamus.
Are there more words?
No. There should be. Simon.
So we do have proper pronunciations of these words. Simon, can you bring up the video on how to properly pronounce these in American? The proper imperial way to do it.
If I take a girl to the medical clinic and she consents to the COVID vaccine, that's my elegant and we fucking.
That's English Vexinate. Brought to you by Daddy Rocco.
Vexinate.
Look, as an English major, I agree with everything he said. It was 100% accurate. The enunciation was on point. He was clearly inflective in his vocabulary, and I appreciate his tone that he used.
You need to look up Toronto Man.
What I find, funniest about British people doing American accents is this. The view of America from England is typically everything happens on the coasts, West Coast, East Coast, and there's not much that goes on in the middle, let alone even less that goes on in the South. Like, we don't really hear much about those areas. But yet when a British guy does an American accent, we just do the accent we've heard as little as possible. I don't know why the majority of Brits, when they do American accents, go Southern like that. I watched a lot of blue-collar comedy before I moved over to the States. So maybe it's just like Ron White.
So how long have you been in the States, Martin? Because you went to Kansas and then you came, or Kansas City, and then you came here.
Yeah, I moved over 2010.
So you've been here 12 years, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And
when can we ship you back?
7 years in Kansas City, 5 here.
So here's the question for when you came down here. When did you get your dress shorts?
Oh, immediately. Like in, Tennessee. I actually got them like in Tennessee, like on the drive down. I knew I'd need them.
Just filling up her wine glass.
No, and it's so close to a mic, I can hear it. I can hear it pouring into the glass. Yes,
ASMR by Ashley. It's just wine.
Bill, I'm telling you right now, that needs to be in the new intro we do in December, dude.
It's like, why do I feel the need to pee right now?
Yeah, right. I'll play the clip for you. Everything goes silent and it just zooms in on her and it's just peeing sound with her like holding the thing all weirdly trying to empty it out.
That needs to be the very beginning of the Tech Bar song. That needs to be like her like zoom right in. She's pouring, you hear the and then
beautiful. Gavin,
Martin, did you say dress shorts? Just making sure that's what I heard. Dress shorts.
You've been to the US.
I don't know what dress shorts are. I just think shorts.
They're like board shorts, right? But like,
no, they're khaki shorts. Khaki cargo shorts.
Above the knee?
Yeah. Dress shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can I ask this, since we do have two British people here? It's because the Southern American accent is slow, drawn-out version of the British accent.
What?
I don't feel that's accurate in the least
bit. I don't think that's accurate either.
However, like, the Walking Dead cast is pretty much all British.
Steven, I said this at the beginning of the episode. I said London town versus the town of London. You guys are fucking weird. I'm just saying it.
No. So, London is a city, and this will blow your mind.
Oh, the dragons.
So, London is a big city. And in London, there is an area of it called the City of London.
Yeah. That's like the financial district, right?
Is it like saying like...
Where the dragons are and you enter?
I mean, it's like us. Like, we have the city's called Greenville. We also have the county called Greenville. So you could live in Greenville.
Oh.
Right. So what happens is every Christmas, when the T-Rex comes from space and takes over, that's actually London, right? Yeah. And then Doctor Who comes and he saves... And that's the only reason I really know this information, because I had
all
to
in time and space. He
there's Daleks.
Favors
with plungers.
Isn't it timey wobbly wibbly? What is it?
Oh, okay.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Jonathan asked a really good question. Does the UK have a hick accent?
Yeah, Geordie.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like that's the Cockney shit, right? Like, yeah, that.
Yorkshire. Yeah, I was saying it's.
No, I'm right. There's like two types of
people. So, anyway.
There's the people that sound really fucking intelligent, and then there's people that sound like they see aliens and they've been abducted. Mm. Like
Chris, what's his face?
Southern version of like British.
I think you made Martin mad because he's from that place that has.
Well,
the...
I think he literally just quit.
He rage quit.
Who's the actor that played Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, yeah, Chris Pratt. Yeah,
Chris Pratt.
So he was on the Graham Norton show, and he did one of those. He was explaining how he learned the British accent, and it was, like, from that, like, really Cockney, like, they're like, I can't do it.
Where
but
they sound like
so the funny.
Yeah.
Yorkshire is not the hick accent of England. I can't understand
what Stephen said.
I'm from Lancashire.
So, can anybody clarify?
Yorkshire lunch.
What's that actor that got hit by, he got hit by a truck. He got in a car accident.
It's called Cockney, isn't it?
It is Cockney.
The hick actor.
No, the American actor that got hit by a truck, and then he was really smart, and then now he's not. He's had some damage, and he talks weird.
I don't know.
Blonde actor. Fuck, Michelle would know. All right.
I would like to point out, Greg House from the show House MD is British. Hugh Laurie is British. And, it was a huge, mind blown when I discovered that.
I like how you go to House instead of, Wolverine.
Because Hugh Jackman doesn't compare to Ryan Reynolds. And so Ryan Reynolds
I don't disagree. But
I would divorce my wife to marry Ryan Reynolds.
But so would most men. I'm just saying,
I wouldn't divorce my wife to marry Hugh Jackman.
Yes, Martin went to take another job. He's gone now.
Wyatt.
He went to work for Halo PSA. He's gone.
Yep. Hold on. If anyone's going to go to work for Halo, it's going to be Mindy.
Yeah, that's true. You've done, two videos now on, what I would have known of, or what I should have known.
It's a great series. We did Hoodoo, too. What do you know about Hoodoo?
Yeah, but your Hoodoo series was following up on my five Hoodoo videos, so whatever.
I mean, we were only doing that so we'd break up the monotony of having so many Halo videos. We decided to do
did
a middle one.
You know that API key?
Yes, the API key's dead. I made sure before I uploaded the video.
I like how he pointed at himself when he said Mindy.
Well, I was going to say me, but then, that's not realistic. If Halo would take anyone, it'd be Mindy.
Stephen, would you say that the Scouse accent is the hick UK accent? Is that what you're getting at there? Scouses are the ones that go, can I choke in a curly wheelie? That's the Scouse accent.
Okay, what is a Scouser? Can somebody explain that one to me?
Someone who lives in Liverpool or in one of the surrounding areas.
Yeah, Stephen.
Stephen's a Scouser?
No, Stephen's not a Scouser. He's a Geordie. They speak a bit. No,
Geordie's Geordie LaForge. I know who that is. Okay, yes.
Whatever Stephen is, he's just not understandable. That's the...
Yeah, he's Geordie. Definite. Full-on Geordie.
And Adam says Stephen is wrong. Whatever that is. Okay. I feel like the chat's taking on a life of its own.
I would like to take this moment to give a shout out to the Mindy Green, who is DMing me and yelling at me, because I would like to say Hoodoo is not an afterthought. We love Hoodoo. Hoodoo is a fantastic platform.
Hoodoo's fantastic, yeah. I love
Hoodoo. He's yelling at me because he feels that I was disregarding Hoodoo and its greatness.
Okay, so I will say the Tech Bar is agnostic to all vendors.
Yeah.
Personally, I use Hoodoo. I love Hoodoo to death.
We use Hoodoo too.
Yeah. So, it's fantastic. So, nothing wrong with Hoodoo. I just looked at the Geekcast channel. Oh, boy. We have Jason Slagle watching the Tech Bar in his Tesla on the way to the practice. The soccer
practice.
Not
on the way. He's at the soccer.
Oh, no, he's at. He's
yeah,
parked.
No, you
he's
cannot parked. Watch. He's parked. You can't
to
watch.
Be fair, that was 2 hours ago, so he's probably at the baseball game now. That is so important. Can we talk about baseball? Because to me, it's super boring.
Do we have to? It's the boring sport in the world.
Actually, no, we can talk about it to see how Gavin and Martin think of it. Because it's kind of
Gavin, do you watch football?
No.
Baseball.
I had the conversation with Martin. So
do I watch football as in American football? Or
no, I mean
American. America.
No, I mean football. If I meant American football, I say American football.
You have to
football.
Say football.
So football. Here's the thing. When we were talking about Martin joining the team, I did the proper thing and let Martin meet the team and let him talk to him and get to know everybody and whatever. And somehow with Araldo, our one of our Brazilian developers, it turned into a conversation about Messi versus Ronaldo or whatever the fuck. Ronaldo.
Messi's way better.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So.
Gotcha.
That was automatic reaction. I'm so sorry.
Go man, you.
I know it.
All right. So I think we're at 8:26. I think we're doesn't Brittany play Quidditch? Is that
what? the Brits play Quidditch.
The Brits, not Brittany, Brittany.
Because his wife, we call her Brit. All right, never mind. Anyway. All right. Simon says he has a picture Jonathan sent him.
Nice.
This is fantastic. I love that so much. That's like my favorite movie. I'm not even joking.
Hold on, wait. Simon, please come on and tell us what movie this is. I would like to hear your voice.
Let's end the episode because I have no fucking idea.
That's Matthew Lillard. Matthew Lillard. I love Matthew Lillard.
You know, see,
wasn't he one of the Scream movies? Oh, like a scary movie.
The one that was the mockery one, right?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
The immediate thought when you said Matthew Lillard was Damian Lillard, who is a NBA basketball player.
Those two were married. Sorry, totally random. Don't continue your story.
Steven says that's a fake picture because there's no wine boxes in the picture. That's obviously a box.
Kyle, finish your story.
That's the story. Like, I wanted to make a Damian Lillard joke, but like, no one, like, who's going to get the NBA joke? It's not worth it. But
Johnny Lee Miller wore, and Angelina Jolie Simon. Were married, and they wore vials of each other.
Go answer the door. Sorry.
Go answer the door, Simon.
Yeah, Simon, go answer the door, Simon.
Someone's Amazon's here. You got to get the packages.
Yeah, we're you know, getting the liquor delivered. So, you know, because that's how we roll.
You sure it's not new audio equipment?
So, wait, we have our channel, right? We're good?
Okay. Wow.
All right, so I want to close out the night with the British people doing American accents of words.
Other way around.
The American people doing British accents of words?
Yeah.
What about
I mean, we gave them we gave Martin and Gavin a lot of shit.
Oh, so you're saying we haven't given Ashley enough shit.
I know, it's technically.
I'm not American.
You don't want my British accent.
Yeah, we do.
I think American and Canadian, actually.
You're American and Canadian? Really?
No, you said to get the Americans to do it. I said, what about me?
The only word I know in British is Tuesday.
Right. Okay, well, hold on.
Are you kidding me?
I don't apologize.
You kidding me?
Actually, I apologize.
Canada is in North America, so you're still part of the Americas. I didn't say the United States. So I did that on purpose.
We did say American.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Toronto, thank you, Drew. My word.
All right. So, Simon, we have some words to choose from this.
Can I get a cup of water?
Wah. It's wah. Slap at the base. That's Italian.
Oh, wait, that was Irish.
Kyle, I never want to see wah. Hear you.
You got some wah? I love some wah.
It's
Tuesday, isn't it?
Mathematics.
Where are these words coming from? I don't even know.
Jesus Christ.
Petapaka.
Poppy seeds.
That's like Peter Bridge.
Poppy seeds. What's poppy seeds?
I think they have actual words for us.
Gav,
it's poppy seeds.
If you had to locate these poppy. Accents,
yeah, Simon. England. Simon has actual words for us to use.
Bagel. You want a bagel?
Those were the words.
Bagel.
You figured out all the fucking words by yourself.
I'm doing it. I'm involved. I'm gonna win the game.
It's like
Martin, like you said, all the we all do Southern accents. All of the US people do Cockney Southern accents.
That's all we're exposed to.
Oi.
Yeah.
Oi, mate.
That's the thing, though. All we're exposed to in the UK is like the coast.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, our accents go Southern and middle and like Midwest.
Because it's always going to be whatever the caricature of it is, because the nuances are too hard otherwise.
That sounded really serious. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about because I stopped paying attention, but that sounds serious.
I'm always serious.
Namaste.
Ashley, I appreciate everything you said.
So I think at that point, that's a good way to close this out. Those who want to be in the after party.
Would you like to see my wife?
Hi!
Yes. Hey, Mrs. Cooper!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
They're singing happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, you can't hear us because it's in the headset.
Happy birthday, little spoon. That was beautiful.
Hey, Gavin, break out the piano.
Yeah, where's the piano, Gavin?
Yeah, I'm sure my neighbors will be happy at 1:30 in the morning, me breaking out the piano.
You shook my nerves and you rattled my brain. No.
Half so of 1 is the day, we'll leave at 5.
And we haven't eaten ever since then.
Can I do my pet? Carl didn't feed the children. What are you talking about?
All right, guys. All right. So, real quick to end it, Gavin, you played My Heart Will Go On, and obviously I had a moment. But I do have like a scene. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie, all right? From the movie, when the ship hit the iceberg. Simon's here. So I'm asking everybody.
Simon said he's seen it. Oh, yeah. He DM'd a girl. He's like, you have no size. And then he went to see Titanic.
The scene.
I didn't hear what happened.
Owner and all that stuff. But you remember. They go, this ship can't sink. She's made of iron, sir. I assure you she can. And she will. No matter what we do now, Titanic will ponder. It is a mathematical certainty.
Yeah, anyway, so I have no idea what just happened here. A little
bit. Americans do Irish accents.
Thank you for being part of the Tech Bar. There will be the usual after party. Kyle will put the link in Geekcast channel to join us. Simon, we have upcoming events. Tell us what's coming up, dude.
Yeah, so we do have a couple events coming up. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., we have the MSP Dispatch Week wrap-up. So that's the industry news with Ray and Tony Francisco. On Tuesday, we're back with MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Media Network at 10 a.m. On 8:18 at 1 p.m., we have a Partner First webinar with Wes Spencer and Reed Wellock of Fifth Wall. August 24th and 25th, we're going to be in person at the 7-figure MSP live event in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you guys want free passes, just go ahead and reach out to Simon at OIT.co and I'll hook you up. And then September 1st, we're back at the Tech Bar episode 42 with Vince of Dark Cube. So make sure you stay tuned.
Awesome. So that is the upcoming events. Ashley, Kyle, thank you for backing up.
Thank you,
Gavin, that apparently didn't need help. And Martin, I'm disappointed in you, but I'm happy you joined the family, brother.
I love you,
brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Great.
You all. Staying up late. I know it's late.
Yeah. Oh, Gavin, dude. What time is it now, Gavin?
1:30 in the morning.
Half one.
There it is.
It's not 12:30. It's 1:30 on the other side of the pond. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being part of the Tech Bar. We look forward to next time. We love you. Till next time, namaste.
Namaste.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.